66. Breezy, much cooler Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A state prison crisis and gambling are expected to be hot topics when the legislative session begins tomorrow. Lawmakers are expected to debate additional funding for state prisons and a package of bills aimed at reducing recidivism and prison crowding. Lottery legislation is also being introduced this year. A weekend fire in Montgomery sends 9 people to the hospital. This fire happened Saturday night on Empire Road off the Northern Boulevard. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. And state troopers are investigating a deadly crash in Pike County. It happened on Pike County Road 4419, approximately a half mile south of AL-10 near Brundage. Troopers say a man died after his vehicle left the road and overturned in a creek. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is.
BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out, right? Excuse me. 272-9228. That's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Market Gift Basket Drawing. We'll send that gift basket $6 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Yeah, they'll tell you where they are. Just great folks down there, Sweet Creek Farm Market. I was there on Saturday. Loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. That chocolate, you got to try that. Ask Karen, so what's the chocolate that Dan was talking about? She'll take you right there to it. Either do the chocolate or do the caramel. It's on where the checkout desk is. It's right. If you're looking towards the refrigerator units, it's in between those two places.
Goat's milk fudge made in Selma. Just anything made with goat's milk. Cause goat's milk's a little richer, right? A little more milky than
It has a deep flavor, and the complements the chocolate real well. It's really good, really, really, really good. Ari Fletcher, who can be a different person when he's on different shows. When he's on Fox and Friends, he's much more to me on topic. He's going to be talking about the State of the Union. Listen in.
Any thought to delay the State of the Union?
No. I'm going to have it. It's going to be done. We're going to talk about the achievements that we've made. Nobody's made achievements like we've made.
President Trump said to deliver a State of the Union address tomorrow. He's going to label it the Great American Comeback. That'll be the theme. The president planning to outline his wins on trade, national security, and the economy amid the impeachment push that dominated the headlines over the last few months, and hone in on blue-collar workers. Here to react is Fox News contributor, former White House press secretary for George W. Bush, and a master of messaging among your many talents. Is that the message you could get behind, Ari Fleischer?
100%, Brian. That is exactly what he should be doing. Low-income, middle-income, the people who voted for Trump in the greatest surprise in 2016, that's his target, that's his audience, and he's got good data, good statistics, a good story to tell.
So did Bill Clinton in 1999 amidst his impeachment, correct?
Absolutely right. And here's the thing. You come to Iowa, no one's talking about impeachment. You go around the country, no one's talking about impeachment. You know who is? The Washington Press Corps that's covering the State of the Union. Never play to the press. The president should rise above impeachment, talk about the country, and let the press say, how come you didn't talk about impeachment?
Bingo. And that's exactly right. Don't And that's kind of the magic of Donald Trump, is that he doesn't talk about what the press is asking him about. He talks about what he wants to talk about. Because when the press is asking you something, and you're a Republican or you're conservative, there's an agenda there that they're trying to get you to say something. And it's back on the old Trent Lott entrapment stuff. And the good news is that Donald Trump is wise to them and is not going to fall into that trap. And the Republicans are getting wise to it. I tell you, the guy who's really come along is Lindsey Graham. What do you hear him? Let's listen to Ari Fletcher talking about Kerry in the race. Really?
Let's switch to Iowa right now. So John Kerry is overheard, according to reports, saying he's considering running for president by NBC. He comes out with a tweet that says he's not running and uses an expletive. This was once our chief diplomat. Why is he so angry?
Well, you know, I don't like the fact he used an expletive. I'm very old-fashioned about these things. I'm cognizant of the signals we send. But what's really getting lost because he used an expletive is the part about Bernie. He said Bernie's going to destroy the Democratic Party, take the party down and whole. That's what people should keep their eye on, this growing fissure in the Democratic Party. And if Bernie wins here in Iowa or Bernie wins in New Hampshire, that fissure grows deep.
New Hampshire's a lock. Iowa, according to recent trends, shows him pulling away. What changes if he opens up 2-0?
If he opens up 2-0, you have mass panic inside the Democratic Party. And it's a real grassroots sign of what the future of the Democratic Party is. You know, Brian, the biggest problem the Democrats have is socialism is really selling with a younger component of the Democratic Party. And because there's a split, Bernie can unify the liberals, the very liberal, the young, the single base, and then the Bidens, the Klobuchars, the Bloombergs, they can split the vote going down the road. That's Bernie's opportunity. It depends on whether Warren stays in the race if she's 0-2.
She'll stay in the race if she's 0-2. Because she's got stuff down line, and she's, I mean, when you look at the amount of money that she put in from her own campaign or Senate campaign, where she took a whole bunch of Wall Street money and all that kind of stuff, she's vested in there. There's no other place for her to go. And she'll have a big old fat target on her when it gets into re-election. I think Bernie is going to go 2-0. And South Carolina, I think, the interesting part of South Carolina may vote for Biden, but will they vote for him by 10, 12, 15 points, or will it be tighter than that?
Let me ask you about the 2-0 Bernie prediction. I heard, and I just don't have the experience to know, that New Hampshire likes being a little different than the outside.
They do like being different.
So a lot can change in that week, and I think there's a debate in between the two of them as well.
There's a debate in between the two, and there's a week difference of it. But, yeah, they do like to be different, though. They have done something. There's a difference of voting for the same person and bringing and elevating somebody up. I could see them elevate Buttigieg,
yes,
for example, and basically poo-poo Elizabeth Warren. Yeah. This is her next-door neighbor state. I think the difference, though, is New Hampshire and the Sanders campaign has done a great job building New Hampshire. Buttigieg has put all his horses and on Iowa. He does not have the organization nearly what he does in Iowa. And Elizabeth Warren thinks she's got an organization, but she really doesn't have that much. She's got popularity, but it's not necessarily organization, though she does this. Well, it's organic, and people are starting to catch on. They're doing all this on their own. Well, so what? You know, unless, I mean, we're going to see how on their own they're doing it tonight. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
Doing great, and you?
Oh, good. I'm back home, so.
Congratulations. How was it?
Got you on the radio, so.
Well, good to have you back home.
Sir?
It's good.
Good to have you back home.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, it is. Good to be back. I can good talk radio. Somebody besides Sean and Rush. So, hometown folks.
There you go.
Hey, on this impeachment, you know, we were talking about it out there in Houston. the president's going to survive this one.
Oh, absolutely.
But next month, they're going to do it again. And when John Bolton's book comes out, they're going to find something in that book. And they're going to start this process all over again. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I think they're going to start the process all over again. I'm not sure if it's going to be because of the book. It will be something that happens. But Clint, let me tell you something. It does not matter if they do. The good news is the Republicans are owned to them. You're going to get this clearly from the Lindsey Graham pieces that I'm going to play. The Republicans are, they've cracked the code on it. They've figured it out. They're not going to let that same play happen over and over and over again. This last-minute stuff, this kind of secret witnesses and things like that, they're going to take the John Bolton book, if they can't wait till John Bolton gets there, and they're going to see and hallucinate with things that aren't really in that book.
Exactly. You think the whistleblower will ever come forward?
I think the whistleblower is going to be a major factor that's going to happen, and I think we're going to be discussing that seriously within weeks.
I think the whistleblower was made up.
I think we lost him. I think the whistleblower was not made up. I think he was real, but I think what he did is he fabricated the things that he said, and he basically hid his motivation that he had.
Orchestrated pretext.
Yeah. And it's just, it's going back to the, I mean, we've already established the whistleblower is the guy that checked in all these Ukrainian people for this meeting. I think whistleblower knew the danger to Biden, that if they did start investigating, that's why they did this as a preemptive as a preemptive strike. And it and it's about to happen. That they went too far. I think there's going to be, dare I say, collusion between the whistleblower, Vindman, and Schiff. And I think that's going to be the undoing of Schiff. And Schiff's going to scream bloody murder. He's going to try to be in the cloak of secrecy of the Intel Committee. But I think the white people are going to get this thing done. Let's do Ori Fletcher talking about the November matchup.
Ways in which this is unplowed ground. Number one, a socialist who loves communism is leading. Number two is that Bloomberg is waiting. He's pouring zillions of dollars into the Super Tuesday states, who has over 270 delegates. This is just a handful of delegates in the big picture. Do you get the sense the Democratic Party might be looking to him as the single person to stop the momentum?
They're looking to Bloomberg for his money. I'm not sure they're looking to Bloomberg for Bloomberg quite yet. We'll have to see, Brian. We're getting ahead of the game. Let the voters in Iowa go first. Let the voters in New Hampshire go second. Let's listen to them, see how close things are, see indeed who wins, and then start to watch the way it shakes out. I don't like to get too far ahead. It's guesswork.
True or false? The president wants Bernie.
Oh, yeah. I think the president wants Bernie or the president wants Warren. I think this race is going to be a close race in November no matter what. And that's just the facts of how divided our country is. But the best way to make it less close... Mm-hmm. is to have Bernie or Warren if you're Donald Trump.
Of course, Biden could implode somewhere during on the campaign trials, and that's the other thing. I hear that more than anything else there. You know, there's a real estate company, Wallace and Moody, here in Montgomery, who did something very smart. They got Paul and Christy Mello to work with them. And let me tell you what, don't skip Zillow, call Mello. Let me tell you, you want your house listed. You want it to be effective. You want somebody on your side. You want somebody to help you walk you through all the parts that are really going to push in marketing your house and trying to get the right price for you. Call Paul and Christy. They are great. They are longtime personal friends of mine, particularly Christy and Christy's family. And I go way, way, way back. I'm talking about we're close to 30 years. That's a long time. I do not, as you know, I do not recommend people lightly on the show. I don't do it for money. I do it only when they've met the standards that meet the Dan Marsh Show. I will not endorse anybody just for the sake of endorsing. Paul and Christy, they have my personal endorsement because they are that good. I think you're going to love them. You need to give them a call and give you two telephone numbers. Paul is 399-7648, 399-7648. Christy is 398-3434. Skip Zillow, call Mello. You can see that. That is their website. Go check them out, folks. You want someone on your side of the ledger? Call Mo. Skip Zillow. Give them a call. They are going to help you. Whether buying, selling, they can do it for you. Let's do this. Let's go to a little bit of an early break here. Dan Mo Show will be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Start with Lowe's and save big to update your bathroom. Because when you spend up to $1,000 or more on select vanities, faucets, toilets, and more during our bath event, you can get up to $250 back via Lowe's gift card rebate. And shop our store and save event to pick up an Edsel 72-inch by 48-inch 5-tier steel freestanding shelving unit for $10 less, now $79.98. Whatever it takes to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 2-5, U.S. only.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Mean strike today's Tom Sawyer, mean strike.
Two 7-2-9-2-2-8 is where we are.
Just hearing this song, I put it on because, you know, I thought it'd be a good song, and it made me think. It's hard to believe Neil Peart is dead. He died, you know, recently. It's some of those folks are like, well, the music never dies, but man, just hit me there again.
Yeah, tell you what, we've had a kind of a wave of folks in the last couple of years. Man. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's move down to the Lindsey Graham. And this is interesting. He's got nugget after nugget after nugget. An investigation is coming.
This couple of days, why will the vote to acquit the president be on Wednesday? Why not tomorrow?
Well, Democrats have the ability to drag out the trial. There was an agreement reached to do it Wednesday at 4. Allowed some Democratic candidates to go to Iowa. I think that had a lot to do with it. But we're going to turn the page on impeachment at 4 o'clock Wednesday. All Republicans will vote not guilty. I think we'll pick up a handful of Democrats. I'm glad this trial is coming to end. It's the closest I ever want to be to being in purgatory, so it's been painful. It's going to end, then we're going to turn the page and deal with the issues important to the American people. And the day of reckoning is coming for congressional and Senate oversight of Joe Biden and the FISA warrant process.
Okay. So he's kind of teasing you there a little bit. And what he's going to do is he's going to kind of come back around to the things that I was getting from Washington, D.C., particularly Shelby's office. And Lindsey Graham on Biden, Schumer, and impeachment.
I want to talk about Joe Biden and the FISA process because you're in a position to really get these people down to speak. But first, let's talk a moment on impeachment. Right. This goes all the way back to when the president was first elected. And then in about a year ago, back in January of 2018, Congresswoman Tlaib, what she said, let's take a look at what she said more than a year ago.
When your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won, bullies don't win. And I said, baby, they don't, because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach them.
Senator, they have wanted to impeach this president now for three years. We heard it from Congresswoman Tlaib. This is not going to end, is it?
It will only end when the American people reelect Donald Trump in November and fire Nancy Pelosi and Tlaib from being in charge of the House. If you want to exonerate the president, American people, and you want to deter future impeachments like this, make sure President Trump gets reelected, and let's fire Nancy Pelosi. And what happened to the Nancy Pelosi that was thoughtful, prayerful, said impeachment could only be done bipartisan? Tlaib and these people took over the Democratic Party, and Chuck Schumer is having AOC breathing down his neck in terms of a Democratic primary. Chuck Schumer is scared to death to lose his job to AOC, and that's why this debacle continued in the Senate.
And and Schumer was really amazing to watch during the weekend, how some of the things that he said, and that, you know, this acquittal doesn't matter. It's, you know, it wasn't a fair trial, so acquittal doesn't matter. And that's going to be, this is the language. Nancy Pelosi saying it, Joe Schumer saying it, Adam Schiff is saying it. That gang of people, the problem is American public is not saying that. And they have so tuned these guys out, it is unbelievable. But this whole thing was a finger in Donald Trump's eye. He's going to rise to the occasion. He is going to have a great State of the Union. He's going to do nothing but talk about his accomplishments. He may congratulate Bernie Sanders, as I predicted.
Now, and a lot of folks, well, some of you might wonder, you know, Schumer, Pelosi, I really don't like them, but they're not idiots. They've been playing this game for a while. And I think what's happened is the 3 years, now 3.5 years, of the Democrat strategy against Donald Trump, they're boxed in.
They can't go backwards now.
Yeah, they're committed. And so they have to keep doubling down on this pretty, it's a high wire act. And the fact that Trump didn't get taken out by this impeachment or by the Mueller report, they're in trouble.
Yeah, and let me tell you, we're going to get into it, the Lindsey Graham part of it. They're going to start taking a piece. The Biden, you got FISA, you got whistleblower, you got a lot of different components. Listen in.
Schumer this morning signaling that the Democrats will not accept an acquittal as legitimate. Nancy Pelosi hinting that she's going to call Bolton in the House, John Bolton. What's the Dems' next move? And how are you going to get anything done, Senator, if you've actually got the other side constantly pushing to find out dirt on Donald Trump?
Well, the president's been successful in spite of all of this. I hope we could turn the page as a nation and focus on issues important. But as Nancy Pelosi calls Bolton, here's what I would say. They're impeaching the president for a suspension of aid that was eventually received trying to leverage an investigation that never happened. This is ridiculous. Mueller broke their heart. They won't let it go. They hate this man. Pelosi is no longer Speaker of the House, just in name only. I don't know if they'll ever let it go, but here's what I'm going to do. As they talk to Bolton, I'm going to bring in State Department officials and ask them, why didn't you do something about the obvious conflict of interest Joe Biden had? Joe Biden's effort to combat corruption in the Ukraine became a joke. When Joe Biden got before the Ukrainian parliament talking about sweetheart deals and reforming the energy sector, I can only imagine how they were laughing under their breath. What about your son, Vice President Biden, sitting on the most corrupt board in Ukraine, Burisma, receiving $3 million? I can only imagine if a Republican had done what Biden had done. But we're going to get to the bottom of this, and I can prove beyond any doubt that Joe Biden's effort in the Ukraine to root out corruption was undercut because he let his son sit on the board of the most corrupt company in the Ukraine, and we're not going to give him a pass on that.
Isn't it amazing that Donald Trump owns a hotel in Washington, D.C., and the fact that foreign nationals are going there means that he must be guilty. He must be guilty. Or he owns a golf course in Scotland, and military are using the golf course. He must be guilty. It's right in front of you. You can see it. But the fact that Hunter Biden, who knows nothing about gas, knows nothing about Ukraine, is getting $1 million a year, there's nothing to see here.
And also the Trump hotels, it's not like it's going directly to Trump. It's going to the company at large. And, I mean, I'm sure Trump's getting, I'd imagine he was put in a blind trust, I'd imagine, something like that, and he gets paid out from it. Whereas with Biden on that board, he was being paid directly. I mean, directly to Hunter Biden, and some of those payments, it looked like money laundering. They were throwing it through several different banks in order to get it to Hunter. It's unreal.
It really is. The fact that they see so much, Trump does something, it's wrong. If Biden does something, there's no evidence here. That theory's been debunked. He's making $1 million in a country from a company that is one of the most corrupt companies going, and you don't see any problem with that?
Well, and then you add in the John Kerry element. Devin Archer is John Kerry's money guy and the Kerry stepson. It's more than just Biden. And it's also not just picking on Hunter Biden. I think Hunter Biden is the thread you pull on, and a lot of stuff starts to come unravel.
Yeah, I think Durbin and some other people are going to actually have a real problem with this. So you just heard Lindsey Graham kind of share with you about an investigation into Biden. He's got a lot more now. Going to go to a break. Coming back right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them, appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Making closing arguments on behalf of President Trump at his Senate impeachment trial, Ken Starr says removing him from office would say to the American people,
"Your vote in the last election is hereby declared null and void. And by the way, we're not going to allow you, the American people, to sit in judgment on this president and his record in November."
Earlier for the Democrats, California Congressman Adam Schiff.
When the history books are written about this tumultuous era, I want them to show that I was among those in the House of Representatives who stood up to lawlessness and tyranny.
When both sides are done, senators will be allowed to make speeches before a final vote Wednesday on whether the president should be removed from office. In Iowa, the presidential caucuses start at 7 p.m. local time, awarding the first delegates to the 2020 primary campaign. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Great start to the week. A warming trend continues with a high today in the middle 70s. More sun than clouds. Increasing clouds tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Then scattered showers are possible from time to time tomorrow and tomorrow night. Another spring-like high in the low 70s. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Some storms possibly severe. We're keeping a close eye on the Wednesday forecast. You should, too. Mid-70s for a high. More rain Thursday with a high around 66. Breezy, much cooler Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Somebody described themselves as, I look like I had a fight with the Dust Bunny and they won. That is great. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Billy. Billy, welcome aboard today, Mark Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
Doing great.
Good. Hope you enjoy doing well.
Doing great.
Just talking about these Democratic front runners. I'm not too worried. And the reason why I can say this is the average citizen out here in this country, the working class people in this country, the ones that pay our bills and our taxes, you know, we know those people. They don't have a leg to stand on. They're a bunch of crooks. And for Biden to get by with what he's doing, you know, it's status quo. That's what's been going on in Washington for the past 40 years, Republican and Democrat. And so, I mean, we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg on some of this stuff that's been going on. We all knew about Hillary. We all knew about the Clintons and everything they did through the years. We heard things about the Bushes, you know. So this is just par for the course. And I think Donald Trump's really, I've heard in one poll that like 31% of African Americans are in support of Donald Trump now. That's unheard of. Unheard of. And come November, I mean, I see this man just winning in a landslide, something comparable to 1984 with Ronald Reagan.
Now, I think this has the ability to be 72-84 all over again, and I'm not sure if 31% would be a number, but I think that people will be shocked at the African-American vote for Trump and the Hispanic vote for Trump. And depends on who's on the ticket, but if a Biden type is not on there and a Buttigieg and or a Bernie Sanders is on there, I just don't think they're going to show up to vote, the African-Americans.
Exactly. If the same thing happened that did in 16 with Bernie and how they cheated him out, you know, you're going to have Bernie supporters not even showing up. They're not even going to go to the polls. And so, I really do. I hope that when Trump gets elected, and I'm going to show up and do my part, and everybody out there listening, y'all all need to go vote. For granted that he's going to win, because I don't trust these Democrats as far as I can throw them. So just get ready for some more crap coming down the pipeline. Let's start lining up the women and having them accusing him of all kinds of stuff now, since they don't have nothing else to do. So just get ready. It's coming. But I think he's going to be a landslide win. But when he gets reelected, I want him to just clean house. And we got to win the Senate. We got to win everything. We got to win it all. We got to have the House. We got to have control of everything in order to give this man power to do what needs to be done. Get the right federal judges appointed, the right Supreme Court justices put in there, and just make a clean slate change.
Well, the good news is that if the Dems lose the House, then the most annoying feature that we've had, and that is investigations, will go away.
Well, and it will. It will. But then again, I want to see investigations resurface. And this time, I want to see the Bidens investigated. I want to see Hillary Clinton back up testifying again and ask questions that she don't feel uneasy about answering. I want to see the accusers of Donald Trump finally being brought to justice. That's what I want to see.
Well, that's what Lindsey Graham is exactly what he's talking about, minus the Hillary Clinton portion.
Well, I know you and I have gotten a pretty heated discussion a couple months ago about Hillary, and I made a bet with you that she will never see a jail cell. She'll never be brought up.
You didn't make that bet with me.
Well, we had a heated discussion about it. I remember that, because I told you she went to jail, I'd buy you lunch. And it's not going to happen. Hillary's going to get off scot-free. She's going to walk away and she'll be doing 5 years from now what she's doing today.
I remember, Billy, you saying that nobody was going to be arrested, and I took you up on that one.
Well,
you said nobody is what you said. You didn't specify Hillary. I would never have said that.
Well,
you said nobody.
I can tell you right now, there won't nothing be done to Hillary Clinton.
And okay, that's not the point. The point is, you said nobody would go to jail. And I said, okay, let's see.
Well, we might just need to roll that tape back, about Dan. And
I'm good with that, Billy. I'm really good with that. I'm really good with that, buddy. Billy, thanks for the telephone call. You have a good one. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey there, gentlemen. I got two things for you. One is, did you hear that John Kerry is throwing his name into politics, and I honestly believe it is for pure self-preservation. He sees that...
Well, let me back you up there. It was said by NBC News that he was going to run, and then John Kerry had a blistering tweet, I believe it was.
Laced with profanity.
Yeah, I mean, he went irate on that notion. He's already supported and come out for Joe Biden, and he... In that, in the second phase of it, he said that was meant to hurt Joe Biden. And it was not true.
Well, I did not know that. Thanks for educating me on that.
Sure.
But I think the gentleman there was talking about the iceberg. Hunter Biden is just the tip of the iceberg. Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, his father, Joe Biden, as Vice President, and it will lead all the way back to President Obama. That is the actual iceberg. And I sure hope that Lindsey Graham and his staff can really expose this septic tank going on in Washington, because this has to stop for us.
Well, the great thing is it's not just Lindsey Graham. You're going to get that out of this, out of the next clip we're going to play. You've got Senator Burr from the Intel Committee. You have Rice from the Foreign Relations Committee. And you have Johnson from the Homeland Security Committee.
And then also on the Horowitz-Durham thread, Jeff, Chuck Grassley has been quietly in the background pretty active on a lot of different stuff.
I'm so frustrated at the closed indictments. They need to start getting people to turn on each other, but they cannot do that with sealed indictments.
Well, this is so big, you have to be patient here. These things take years, and particularly when you're talking about some of the big fish that are out there.
There's a statute of limitation of 7 years, though, if I'm correct.
Right, but 7 years, you're into 2025.
Okay. It won't take
that
long.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks. Let's go to Lindsey Graham. He's going to enumerate, I think that's the next one up, he's going to enumerate the investigation. Nope. Lindsey Graham on Hunter Biden investigation. Listen in.
You're not going to give him a pass. How are you going to get to the bottom of it? Should we expect your committee to call to testify Hunter Biden, the whistleblower, right. Adam Schiff, all of those names you've been talking about?
Right.
Is this going to happen this upcoming week then?
Right. It's going to happen in the coming weeks. Jim Risch is the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. Jim, if you're watching the show, I hope you are. We need to call the chief of staff to John Kerry, who was told about the conflict of interest with Hunter Biden being on Burisma's board early on. Hines, the stepson of John Kerry, was a business partner of Hunter Biden and Devin Archer, and he told the State Department, I'm not part of this deal. I don't think it's right. George Kent told the State Department it would be a conflict for Hunter Biden to be on Burisma's board. Let's start there. Let's call these people in. Eventually, we'll get to Hunter Biden. And I want to know why the Obama administration did nothing about this obvious conflict of interest. Joe Biden should have given up the Ukrainian portfolio, or Hunter Biden should be taken off the board because they ruined America's ability to effectively deal with corruption in the Ukraine by having Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma. That's just a fact, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Lindsey Graham's got a little more charcoal in his grill now. I've noticed he's, and I like how affirmative he is on things. Okay, now he's going to enumerate the different pieces of an investigation.
I mean, you even have John Kerry's stepson writing a note to John Kerry's aide saying,
yes,
I don't like what's going on. We have this email here that we're going to show. And he even said, I don't want to be anywhere near this Burisma situation. We are not investing here as Hunter Biden was.
Well, those three people on that email are the first witnesses. Did the chief of staff, once notified, did he go to John Kerry and say, hey, Joe Biden's got a problem? Can you imagine what would be happening today if this were a Republican vice president whose son received $3 million from the most corrupt gas company in the Ukraine tied to Russia? It'd be front page news all over the world. We're not going to let it go, Jim Risch. You need to start it. When it comes to FISA, I'm going to call Rosenstein, Sally Yates, McCabe, and call me to find out how a warrant was issued against Carter Page on four different occasions without an adequate foundation, and find out how the Department of Justice and the FBI became so out of bounds when it came to Trump.
Yeah, I'm sensing kind of a dog with a bone kind of feel with Lindsey Graham here. Now, let me warn you guys, what the Democrats are going to yell is, they're doing this for political purposes. They're doing this because Joe Biden's the front runner, though he lost Iowa and New Hampshire, and particularly if it happens in sync with South Carolina. They are going to scream bloody murder. Now, notice, they're not trying to interfere with an election. Lindsey Graham is going to be trying to interfere with an election. Adam Schiff, no. He's upholding the Constitution alongside with Nancy Pelosi. Now we're going to get into the enumeration of the investigations.
What about Adam Schiff, Senator? I mean, Adam Schiff, we know, has been lying or fabricating things for at least 3 years. He told us collusion was in plain sight between President Trump and the Russians. He told us he didn't know who the whistleblower was. He read a parody that he called it, which was not even the contents of the phone call between the president and the Ukraine leader. I mean, he's saying all of this stuff, and he's not under oath. Will you put him under oath?
The House Intel Committee, the Senate Intel Committee under Richard Burr has told us that that we will call the whistleblower. Why is it important? I want to find out how all this crap started. If the whistleblower is a former employee, associate of Joe Biden, I think that would be important. If the whistleblower was working with people on Schiff's staff that wanted to take Trump down a year and a half ago, I think that would be important. If the Schiff staff people helped write the complaint, that would be important. We're going to get to the bottom of all of this to make sure this never happens again. Intel, Senate Intel will deal with the whistleblower. Foreign Relations Committee will deal with Joe Biden's conflict of interest. The Judiciary Committee will deal with all things FISA. And let me tell Republicans out there, you should expect us to do this. If we don't do it, we're letting you down. And I guarantee you, if the shoe were on the other foot, Democrats would be eating us alive if Republicans had done any of these things.
I'm really sensing that they've got the moxie to get this thing done. I mean, he enumerated all the pieces of the puzzle. And it's not going to be one group doing it. Getting Burr involved in this thing is huge. Burr is the linchpin here. And they, Warner and those folks are going to come dragging and screaming over the line here. But you think about all the different people, Marco Rubio and these different components that are there, Grassley, they're going to, these folks are going to light this thing on fire. I really believe that they understand that you have to fight fire with fire. You have to do what they're trying to do to Trump, you do to them, but the difference is you've got a case, they didn't.
Well, and Lindsey's been saying till the cows come home, I wanted to protect Mueller. I introduced legislation to protect Mueller. I told the president to his face, if there's something between you and the Russians, you're done. I'm done with you forever. And Lindsey keeps saying that because I've been even-handed about this. Where are my even-handed Democrat friends? The other senator, and you're right, it would be Burr. Burr has been very quiet. He's played ball, I think, too much with the Democrats. So if he can finally get looking into the whistleblower, that would be fantastic. And I think he'd be a legitimate leader looking into that investigation.
And don't forget about Ron Johnson. He's Homeland Security, which has got, you remember, his Homeland Security director that the ICIG reported to.
Right.
And we still have that testimony, the 18th testimony that has not been seen. I think they're going to go replicate that in Burr's committee or in Johnson's committee with the help of Ratcliffe and those folks that were in there who know the questions to ask about the document. And I think the whistleblower will happen. I think Vindman will happen. I think these guys are going to all of a sudden, they're going to scream bloody murder, but I think it's going to be a real problem for them. And in the sense of the chickens have come home to roost. News Talk 93.1 going to be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Grammy nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Monday. Don't forget, any caller can get in the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. I would suggest the goat milk fudge. It is great. Going to do it again tonight. I'm going to see if I can break 300 pounds. I'd be like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man here. Let's move into Steve Bannon, who, by the way, Steve Bannon's got a satellite group that's now based in Washington, D.C., and they're out there kind of putting the pressure and the voices on about people that are attacking Trump. He's attacking them. They're doing some great stuff that's really tearing up Adam Schiff, where it's going back into his district. And they are really hitting him hard. And I've got some people that are, you know, the Reagan Library is not far from his district, and some people that are involved in that have said Adam Schiff is becoming more and more disliked, but it's, what's happening is the media is not covering it. It's all internet stuff, and it's Bannon. They're the ones that are setting this thing on fire. So let's listen to Steve Bannon here talking about the State of the Union and the Dems. Now, he thinks that he should change the date.
Steve, you said to me the president shouldn't give the State of the Union if he's not acquitted yet. Well, he's getting acquitted Wednesday. Are you okay with this?
Okay with this. Let's take this past week, the split screen. The president, you have the president with Jared has the Israel, the new Israel peace plan, which radically
Middle East plan, yeah.
Middle East, it totally changes as a paradigm shift of how really to think about it and get buy-in. Ivanka comes in with the new $40 million for human trafficking that changes that whole scourge. Kellyanne's got the new, great announcement on opioids. Peter Navarro does the counterfeiting. The president signs USMCA, which makes us a geostrategic manufacturing alternative to China. And Brexit gets done. Brexit would have never gotten done without Donald Trump's victory. He had the back of Theresa May's government, Boris Johnson government, Nigel Farage. This week is a historic week on action. Split screen, you've got these Democrats on a phony, forced constitutional crisis. Talk, talk, talk all week.
Yeah.
And so what the president and what they've boxed him into now is that they're going to have, 15 hours of senators talking before the final vote, and we're going to have the State of the Union. And the New York Times has already gone to print with their headline, you know, under cloud of uncertainty,
yeah.
President addresses the nation. No, let's have all the senators talk. Let's do everything they want to do. They could have worked Saturday if they wanted to. Let's have it all, and the president of the United States gets the last word. He addresses the nation, talks about all the actions he's taken, not the talk, and talks about where he's driving the country. It's unacceptable that they're going to have a following day after his State of the Union, and you know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They're going to hold their heavy hitters to that day, and they're going to sit there and rip. They're going to have a counter-narrative to everything the president said. If I was the president, I'd say, hey, look, let's do it the following Tuesday. Let's do it on the night in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I'll address the nation and see how they like
that.
The
average-
I I'm not sure. I think what's going to happen is what they say and what reality is, the people who are going to be listening to those particular senators. So if you're from Minnesota and you're listening to Klobuchar, is what she's saying, does it line up with what you think? And I think that could have a real negative effect on her in Iowa. Doug Jones, what's Doug Jones going to say? Because the next thing you'll hear is, lynch him! I mean, Sinema in Arizona, what's she going to say? Now, Blumenthal and Durbin and those kind of folks and Schumer, you know, they are going to trash him. But I think that's even going to have a negative effect on them. Not a big negative effect, but I think what's going to happen is people are going to kind of go, you're just doing this politically. I think that Donald Trump tomorrow night is going to shine brighter than he shined in a long, long time. And he's going to talk about his accomplishments. He's going to talk about the unemployment. He's going to talk about the China deal. He's going to be talking about trade. He's going to be talking about advancements in talking about air, the space force. It's going to be some serious good stuff. And he's really going to be hitting it, and he's going to be hitting it hard. This is the second part of Steve Bannon on Bernie being stiffed by the Dems and Bloomberg factor.
Average guy and gal out there knows they're feeling what this president has put into place. I was talking to one of the drivers the other day. He said to me, my wife and I were just able to buy a house. We are so happy. I mean, the average person out there understands how these policies are impacting them. Take that to Iowa. Let's talk Iowa for a second. The DNC now changing the rules so that Michael Bloomberg could be on the debate stage. Bernie is leading in Iowa. What's your take?
Well, let's talk about what happened over the last 48 hours. President Trump always says it's a rigged game. The most important thing that comes out in the last week of Iowa is the Des Moines Register poll. It didn't publish. And the reason it didn't publish is that it has some technical problem. I guarantee you, when they get to the bottom of this, and that comes out in a couple days after the caucuses, Bernie would have been up a couple of points, okay? They're trying to stiff Bernie because the centrists there are in a panic mode. And so the whole thing is rigged, and the Democrats, and particularly the Bernie Sanders supporters, should understand you're playing in a rigged game. Michael Bloomberg, who really, now you're seeing an oligarch come in here, an oligarch that's committed $2 billion, not to make himself president, $2 billion just to defeat Donald Trump. And here's the thing.
You don't think he wants to be president?
I think, he knows he's not going to beat Donald Trump. He knows he's not going to win the nomination.
You said he wants to be something else.
He's basically doing a leverage buyout of the Democratic Party is what he's doing. He's an LBO of the Democratic Party to control the Democratic Party, to select who their candidate's going to be, and use his capital, okay, in organization and technology to defeat Trump. And that's why this is very dangerous. Now you're seeing an oligarch actually step over. Has no chance at all to actually defeat Trump as a presidential candidate, do something that's much more dangerous to this republic. That's why it's got to be followed, and it's serious. Remember, he can apply capital like nobody else. He's worth over $70 billion
now.
Wow. So he can put this to work. But
money matters.
Here's the point about the actions. There's no personality out there that can beat Trump, and there's no set of policies. The policies are so radical. Trump's policies have blue-collar people outperforming white-collar, finally, as far as wage growth goes. This is a striver's economy built by Donald Trump with his tax cuts and particularly his deregulation. He's now got the nation hitting on all cylinders in a troubled world economy, okay? And this is why Bloomberg, Nancy, remember, he would never have been impeached if Bloomberg hadn't given Nancy Pelosi $100 million for her candidates. He won 21 of those 20. He's taking $100 million of advertising during the impeachment just to hammer Trump.